Miss Trixie was reaching for the bag of scraps that she had brought as luggage.
"Okay, Miss Trixie,"
Mr. Levy said as if he were summoning a pet cat.
"Let's go get in the car."
"Thank goodness,"
Miss Trixie sighed.
"Take your hands off her,"
Mrs. Levy screamed.
"I haven't even gotten up from my chair,"
her husband answered. Mrs. Levy shoved Miss Trixie down on the couch again and said,
"Now stay there. You need help."
"Not from you people,"
Miss Trixie wheezed.
"Let me up." "Let her up.
Please."
Mrs. Levy held up a warning hand, plump and ringed. "Don't worry about this neglected creature I've taken under my wing. Don't worry about me either. Forget your little daughters. Get in your sports car and ride. There's a regatta this afternoon. Look, you can see the sails from the picture window I had installed with your father's hard-earned money."
"I'll get even with you people,"
Miss Trixie was snarling on the couch.
"Don't worry, you'll find out."
She tried to rise, but Mrs. Levy had pinned her to the yellow nylon. His cold was getting worse and worse, and each cough caused a vague pain in his lungs that lingered on for moments after the cough had seared his throat and chest. Patrolman Mancuso wiped his mouth clean of saliva and tried to clear the phlegm from his throat. One afternoon, he had had such a bad case of claustrophobia that he almost fainted in the booth. Now it seemed that he was ready to faint from the dizziness that the cold had induced. He leaned his head against the side of the booth for a moment and closed his eyes. Red and blue clouds floated across his eyelids. He had to capture some character and get out of that restroom before his ague got so bad that the sergeant had to carry him to and from the booth every day. He had always hoped to win honor on the force, but what honor was there in dying of pneumonia in a bus station restroom? Even his relatives would laugh. What would his children say to their friends at school? Patrolman Mancuso looked at the tiles on the floor. They were out of focus. He felt panic. Then he stared at them more closely and saw that the haze was only the moisture that formed a gray film over almost every surface in the restroom. He looked again at the Consolation of Philosophy, which was opened on his lap, and turned a limp, damp page. The book was making him more depressed. The guy who wrote it was going to be tortured by the king. The preface had said so. Now, all this time the guy was writing this thing, he was going to end up with something driven down into his head. Patrolman Mancuso felt sorry for the guy and felt obliged to read what he had written. So far, he had covered only about 20 pages and was beginning to wonder whether this Boethius was something of a gambler. He was always talking about fate and odds and the Wheel of Fortune. Anyway, it wasn't the kind of book that exactly made you look up to the brighter side.